every day, me and you. The Good News and Shoe.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News and Shoes.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
Verse 12, it happened that when he was in a certain city, and behold, a man who was full, remember that he was full of leprosy, saw Jesus. Full of leprosy. Then number two, he saw Jesus. Number three, he fell on his face and implored him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. So here's a man who is full of leprosy. Leprosy, of course, you know, is an infectious disease that was dealt with in the Jewish nation by quarantining those who had the disease. They set them apart. They isolated them from the society. When a person was suspected of leprosy, if you were suspected of having leprosy or having caught leprosy, then you would be taken before the priest at the temple for judgment. Leviticus 13, you can read all about it. You were taken before the priest for judgment. The priest would decide if indeed truly you had the disease or not. And then the priest would inspect you. He would judge and say, you are unclean, you have leprosy. Or he would say, no, it's nothing, just a rash, go home. And the priest would do that. And then if he did find active leprosy, if there was leprosy on your body, then you would be banished from the society. You would not be allowed in the temple. You would not be allowed to worship or fellowship. You would not be allowed to participate in society. You would have to go off somewhere and be with other lepers in a kind of leper colony existence. And the leper was to keep his hair ungroomed. You'd have messy hair. Anybody got messy hair? Ungroomed, his mouth was covered with his hands. No, his mouth was covered. And he would wear the clothes of somebody who was mourning for the dead. And so he would, when he came near any person, so he's already dressed in dark clothes, mourning clothes, and he's already ungroomed and disheveled. And whenever he would come near anybody, if anybody came near him, he was instructed he must cry out unclean to warn the person coming near him that he was unclean, or to warn them that of his presence, that I'm sitting here and I'm unclean, don't come near me. So he would have to call that out. So leprosy was to the body as sin is to the soul. Most of the scholars draw metaphors from leprosy, physical disease, to sin, of course, a spiritual disease in the person's life. So those two things are sin is a type of leprosy, or leprosy is a type of sin, pictured in the Bible. So here's a person who, let's say, we'll take this from the spiritual perspective on this verse. He is full of leprosy. He is full of sin. And because he is condemned by the law. He is alienated from God's people, and he's walking around as a dead person. And he knows he's unclean. He knows he's a sinner. He knows he's unclean, unless he's super self-righteous and he doesn't want to admit it. But the leper Jesus encountered was full of leprosy. And that means that he could find no part on his body. Full of leprosy, you can find no part on your body that's clean. You can't find, every part of your body is infected. There's no clean patches anywhere. And so he was full of leprosy. No part of the body could be identified as clean. As sinners, we take this back up into the sinner road, as sinners, we hope to find some clean patches. We know we're not perfect. We know we got areas of our life that are sinful, but we're always hoping that we got some clean patches too that we can focus on and tell people about. Hey, did you see this clean patch over here? Kind of cute, huh? And right on my hip, right here, clean patch. And we like to brag about the things that we think we're clean in and not try to bring up the things that we're infected with, the disease of sin. But this man's full of leprosy. There's no clean patches in his life. And people that are looking for clean patches are people who are always looking for something to make themselves feel better about themselves. I don't want to accept the doctrine of depravity. You know what that is. That means man is absolutely, totally, completely sinful. Nothing good. There's nothing good in him. His righteousness is filthy before God. In Isaiah 64, 6, he is completely without anything good in his life. He has fallen short of the glory of God, and there is none righteous, not even one, and not a clean patch anywhere to be found. Because even at his best, he falls short of God's standards. And so the person who is looking for the clean patches, though, they are the self-righteous crowd that always want to find something good about themselves. And they want to say about themselves, I'm not that bad. I mean, the guy up here in the corner, he's a lot worse than I am. But I'm not that bad. I've got some clean patches. I got some areas that are not infected. I could be pretty good in some areas. Yeah, I know I'm bad in other areas, but I can be good in areas. I'm kind of, 50-50. But this man is full of leprosy. There's no doubt in his mind that there is nothing in him that is good. Nothing. And he has nothing to brag about, nothing to claim for his own self. He knows he's completely and totally diseased. Unfortunately, there are some Christian leaders who give credence to the belief that there's some good in you. There's some good in mankind, that mankind is not all bad. He's just got sin and then he's got good stuff. I've heard Christian leaders, very popular Christian leaders, say things like God wants to use your good and get rid of your bad. And that has nothing to do with the new creation. That's reformation and so forth. But full of leprosy means that I know that there's nothing in me, nothing in me is any good. There's no good dwelleth in me, as the Apostle Paul said. No good. There's nothing. So he has no hope in himself. When you reach that point, there's no hope in yourself. You look at yourself and you say, there's no way I'm ever going to live up to God's standards. There's no way I'm ever going to please him. There's no way I'm ever going to do what he wants me to do. I'm always going to fall short. Because look at me, I'm full of leprosy. I'm full of sin. So he has no hope of himself ever getting better. Not going to improve. But then we're told in that verse, beautiful verse, it says right after he decided he was full of leprosy, then it says he saw Jesus. And what a difference that'll make in your life. We are told that he saw Jesus. And you know, when he saw him, he first sees him in a distance, just like you and I do. We see him in a distance, and he's real small. And as you continue to grow in the Lord, and you learn more about him, and you study your Bible, and you're coming to church, and you're growing, maturing, and your Jesus in your life gets bigger and bigger. It's like him coming towards you down the road. As he continues to draw close, he continues to get bigger in your life. And this happens as Christians. We see him, and he's part of our life. We're excited and everything else, but he's small. We're still fretting over our little problems. We're still stressing over this and that because we still have a small Jesus. But then we grow and we learn and we grow and we learn. We fail, and that's part of growing. And we learn some more. And Jesus gets bigger and bigger and bigger until he's huge. I'm not going to call him a giant. He's huge. He's big in my life. He's everything. I don't have all of my little problems seem like nothing now because Jesus is so big. All of my stress seems to disappear because Jesus is really big. I don't have to worry about that because my Jesus is big. He was small when I first got to know him, when I first got saved, but I've been drawing nearer. And as I draw near to him through the word in my heart and my mind, drawing near to him, he's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's what you want. That's the goal. You want him to be big in your life. So big that nothing can come in and make him appear small. Remember when Mary was told that she was going to bear the Christ child? The angels came to her and all this stuff was happening in her life. And she said, my soul doth magnify the Lord. God is big. I'm magnifying. Put the magnifying glass on God. And he is just big. I don't have to worry. I don't have to fret. I don't have to go through any kind of emotionalism in this. He is big. And I can rest. So this man, he's full of leprosy. He's and just like you and I, we're full of sin. There's no good patches anywhere. We're completely without goodness of our own. But then we see Jesus. We see Jesus. And then, as we continue to hear the word and he continues to get bigger in our life, like the Apostle John, not the Apostle John, John the Baptist said in John 3:30, that he increases and we decrease. He's getting bigger. That's what John said. He said, he's getting bigger. He must get bigger and I must get smaller. My issue's got to be small and his got to be big. The priorities in my life need to shrink and his priority needs to expand. He must be bigger than me. And so that's what John said. And we find ourselves just like this man full of leprosy on our face before him. He saw Jesus and the knowledge of seeing Jesus and worked humility into his life. And humility brought him to the ground before the Lord, brought him to his feet, caused him to fall on his face before Jesus, a beautiful position of humility, because he saw Jesus. That's where humility is coming from. I see Jesus, and I'm becoming humble in his presence because he is so awesome. He is so big. He is so great. He is so amazing, and I am so humbled by that he would even pay attention to me. And he's coming to me. He's on the road with me. And so I have no hope except in Christ. As long for the letters. And that's 1 Timothy 1.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
A1 Auto Care of Hope Sound is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Dave and Esther Morgan have been serving Treasure Coast motorists since 1986.